we're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, when you talk about relationships and how challenging they are, especially when it's talking about couples, my guest today is going to help us through this. Chris Schaefer is the couples whisperer. And Chris is going to really help us through this process. Chris, thanks for stopping by. And relationships are difficult, aren't they? And especially when it comes to communication.
Yeah, Neil, thank you for having me. Relationships are hard. And actually, right now in the United States, there's about 62 million marriages, another 25 million people who are cohabiting. This is from the U.S. Census. And if you toss in some more who haven't been counted, you're about 100 million relationships in the U.S. One in two are going to end. And it's a crapshoot. It really is a crapshoot. And the fact that people don't have the tools they need to navigate relationships. A marriage vow doesn't get, and a cup of coffee gets you the guarantee that you might or might not get divorced. That really is what it amounts to. So relationships are a big challenge, and that's kind of what I'm out there trying to help couples with.
Exactly, and they're not willing to get help till it's too late. That's one of the big problems. That's your biggest challenge, finding them before it's too late.
Really, I think that's if there was one takeaway people could have, it's that research shows that couples wait 6 years after they know they have a problem. In other words, gosh, that last year was not a good year. Turns out the year before wasn't good either. So 6 years we wait before we go and seek help. That means that right now there are 6 million people in the pipeline who are saying, my relationship isn't what it should be, but I'm not doing anything about it. So it's a very big deal. Like, the big takeaway is, don't wait. If you wait, by the time you get there, by the time you're at the end of that sliding board, you hate each other, and it's impossible to help people who have decided they hate each other.
Most definitely. And that hate, and it goes back to really not. So what do you think it is? I mean, because I'm really trying to understand this, because in life, people change. They also go through different problems, and how to handle those problems and stay together is hard, especially when things become so volatile and difficult and there's such hurt feelings. People think, oh, it's simple. Just go to couples therapy. You'll be fine. And at times we've figured out things till it's too late. And a lot of times, sometimes we get together with people that we really shouldn't have gotten together with. That's another part of the process, right?
Well, when I was 12 years old, I watched my parents, who had a happy marriage until that point, have a fight over money, credit card bills that both of them had. We'd moved into a new house. They both racked up credit card bills unbeknownst to the other. But they had a fight where they went at each other and said and did things they regretted. And they made the biggest mistakes they could make with each other and destroyed their marriage, because those behaviors infected. It was behaviors that they did. They unleashed that they had never done before. I was witness to the whole thing, never saw them behave that way before. And then that became their habit of how they treated each other thereafter. So having an understanding of the behaviors that would be the biggest mistakes you could ever make with each other, and that's a report that I can pull for any couple, the biggest mistakes you could make with each other and how to avoid them. That's a very big deal, because you know where you shouldn't go. You have the rules right in front of you, right from the start. And if you want three tips from me, it's behavior is what really is the cause of people falling apart and not knowing what the thou shalt nots are in your relationship.
And when you talk to couples, what do you see when you get them in therapy, the ways that you look at how things can be fixed, or at least helped in certain ways? I mean, that's the biggest challenge, is once you get there, the blame game starts. And how do you get them to be on the same page and compromise in some ways? It's some difficult.
See, Neil, I am actually not a couples therapist. I'm a marriage education coach, if you would, but I use something called the Berkman method. Berkman method is a personality assessment, a motivational personality assessment. It tells you why people do what they do and what happens when there be needs for behavior from each other. What happens, it predicts what your worst behavior is going to look like when your needs are not met. So I use this assessment. It's what a marriage counselor, well, you'd have to sit on a couch and fight in front of a marriage counselor and hope they discern these things. But if you take the Berkman assessment, I can produce these reports. Berkman is was created really for your personality at work, and I've translated Berkman into your personality in a love relationship. And once you take the assessment, I can tell you with stunning accuracy the things you'll fight about, and it'll be the owner's manual to you and to your relationship, and what you should do and what you should not do. Now, if you're able to navigate with the owner's manual, it's a lot easier to navigate a relationship when you have the owner's manual. Without it, it's all guesswork, and that's why couples get completely. I've worked with couples for 10 years, and when they come in, they're using the same words to mean opposite things. When they leave me, they have a shared language to understand exactly what they're saying and what they're meaning. The world is like, it's like the Tower of Babel right now. Couples are very inarticulate about how they talk to each other about what behaviors they need. Lacking this, the Berkman method and the reports it pulls have stunning accuracy to describe what you need from each other in a relationship.
So when you talked about 50% of the couples breaking up that you gave that number, do you feel that some of them should, or do you think you can fix all of them, or it's not, that's not definitely the thought process? To stay together is an
Well,
important thing.
I don't really. It's hard to get research details on that, but if let's just say that addiction will destroy a certain number of relationships, and there's people who are sociopathic or psychopathic, who are just playing games, and you can peel off some of the outlying things, but when you get down to the very first couple who ever came to me had been married 30 years. Fighting 30 years, husband was a marriage counselor. They'd been in marriage counseling 20 years, trying to figure out why where they were ha they kept having the same burn down the marriage kind of fight. And they came to me. They were actually given my services as a gift. Came to me, and once I understood that they weren't just curiosity seekers, which was how they were, handed off to me. And I, there were a couple who were tense and uncomfortable with each other. I looked at their results and I said, there's a hidden thing right here. It's around decision making. And for the wife, if the husband, if you talk over her, or if you attempt to force your opinion on her, she will turn from a very agreeable human being into an absolute tiger. And at that point, both of you will become extremely competitive and you'll have burned down the marriage fights. But obviously, you haven't been able to see this in 20 years of marriage counseling, but your Berkman assessment pinpoints this. And I can almost guarantee you that if you stop doing that, and here's what she needs instead of you talking over her, allow her to speak and just have a rational conversation. Never go to the point where you're attempting to force your leadership on her. And 6 months later, I got a phone call that said, you know what? This was like 20 years of marriage counseling in a box, except you showed us what the problem was and how not to do it. Because it's a sustainable solution we haven't fought since. So,
Wow.
yeah, behavior, behavior, behavior. If you're articulate about behavior, and we all judge each other all the time, Neil, about what if you're treating me the wrong way, my need is instantly framing thoughts in my head like, who do you think you are? How could you possibly talk to me that way? Right? What is that filter that's going on in your head that says, how dare you do that? Right?
Yeah.
It's like programming that we have. That's the programming that Berkman articulates.
Right, the Berkman assessment. So is that when you go with you, that's what you give each one of the couples working with you, or is that
Yeah,
your
well, and well, it's for the past 10 years, I've been helping couples one at a time, and I thought this is, it's wonderful that I can help people, but my real mission is to help. There's 100 million relationships in the US. Half of them are going to fail. I thought if I can produce these reports, the biggest mistakes you can make with each other, how to talk to each other, how to work with each other, What are your possible relationship disruptors and how do you avoid them? If I can produce these in an automated way, people come in, take the Berkman, get these reports from me overnight. And if you can read a repair manual about your dishwasher or your radio, you can read these reports and you could say, I see why we're fighting now. So that's really what I'm trying to do. It's not Chris Shaver, it's not me one-on-one, although I still do that, but I'm trying to help couples take the assessment, get these reports, zero in on the things that are honestly going to trip them up. I can't tell you whether you should marry or whether you should stay married. I can tell you why you're fighting.
All right, so that's awesome, and that's great information. Where can they go right now?
CouplesWhisperer.com, CouplesWhisperer. I should have chosen an easier name to say. CouplesWhisperer.com.
And it's a tongue twister, but it's a worthwhile tongue twister. I appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, Neil, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much.
All right, you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.